than could be, we need to give thanks to our Almighty Creator. And I'd like to ask if you would please give your attention, and I'd like to introduce our senior pastor, Ann Asper Wilson, for an opening invocation.
I'm one of the very lucky people tonight because I have always wanted to be in the midst of a symphony orchestra. And this is a great joy to have walked through the violin section and have the opportunity to invite God's presence in our midst this night. It has indeed been a great joy for our congregation to have our new friends from the Ukraine with us. Last night we hosted them with an American Thanksgiving dinner, from turkey to sweet potatoes to pumpkin pie. They have been to the zoo today. They have had wonderful trips, some to Walmart and the Dollar General store, the true landmarks of Belleville. And so it is a great joy that we welcome each and every one of you this night. Let us invite God's presence into our midst. Oh God, we ask your blessing this night on our guests and friends. These excellent musicians and vocalists who come to bring praise to you through the gifts God has given them. We pray for their safe journey through our land. And we pray too for their loved ones and families who are in the Ukraine. Bless their nation and all whom they love. We praise you, O God, and we thank you that where language divides, music unites. And where there are differences among us in culture or history, praise to you brings us together in new and vibrant ways. So hear our praise this night, O God, both we who sing and play it and we who listen and whisper your praises in our hearts. Come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest this night, for truly in our music we praise you. Amen.
Without further ado, I would ask you to help me welcome a wonderful friend of mine since 1983, the conductor of the Kiev Symphonic Choir and Orchestra, Mr. Roger G. McMurrin. Roger?
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. What a pleasure to be in Belleville, Illinois. We're quite a ways. We live quite a ways from here. And most of us had never heard of Belleville, and maybe a few St. Louis, but now we know. And we'll always remember Belleville, Illinois. In 1993, we were privileged to give Christmas concerts at the Domagani Musici, the church that was set aside for organ music and chamber music. This was the first for many, for in 70 years, music of this kind was rather discouraged. So with great joy, we sang and proclaimed these great carols of Germany and France, of Ukraine, of America, of England, carols from all over the world. It was a great celebration. I'll never forget the headline of our newspaper. It's called Crescetti. It's kind of the downtown paper, like the Wall Street Journal. And the paper said, across the headline, under a picture, Jesus Christ is born forever. What an incredible text for our new nation and our new day in this new era, in this great new land. We're now going to go to a composer that we Americans all believe he's ours, Sergei Rachmaninoff. Well, Sergei Rachmaninoff died in the United States. He was born in Russia, but he lived in Ukraine. He was one of the founders of our great conservatory. Perhaps our most famous student is Horowitz, that you probably all know. Many of these folk are graduates of this conservatory as well. Rachmaninoff wrote a series of prayers that celebrate Easter time. It's an all-night vigil, and the first prayer is an invitation, kind of like the O Come All Ye Faithful that we just sang, inviting God to be with us and inviting the worship of us to our great and mighty God. We're going to sing just the first movement of the prayers of the all-night vigil.
Lord.
great Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach wrote incredible music to glorify God. We're going to sing several excerpts from this Magnificat. It is a prayer that Mary sang. It's a canticle that she sang when she learned that she was to bear the Son of God, Jesus. First, she says that we are to magnify God. We are to join with her in praising God. Secondly, you're going to hear us sing part of the canticle which says that all nations are going to recognize her and call her blessed. Well, it's true. Because she gave birth to Jesus, Christ is known in the life of Mary, the world around. Bach has painted it kind of like a picture. And you see the omnes starting in one section and dancing around the choir in different sections as the light of the gospel is covering the globe. Finally, you will hear us sing Feci Potentiam. I like to think of it as being a symbol of sin or leaven, and you have this fugue. And there's another Potentiam, very powerful lines which symbolize the power of God. Finally, after sin has played its course, it is overpowered, which is a great symbol that in the end, the justice of God will prevail. Excerpts from the great Johann Sebastian Bach's Magnificat.